Law school is an entirely new educational experience, no matter how you prepare, and for that reason, criteria for admission to law school are largely based on aptitude, not so much educational background. For generations, the law school admission test, or LSAT, has been the benchmark standard. But some law schools are expanding their admission requirements to include the Graduate Record Examinations, or GRE, in an effort to attract and retain a more diverse group of applicants. The University of Hawaii's William S. Richardson School of Law is one of them, and when we spoke to Loreto Coloma, acting admissions director, he explained why.
I think part of it comes to increasing access to the legal field, and in particular, increasing diversity to the types of disciplines that have access and can bring that expertise to the legal field. Particularly at Richardson, they would be able to bring in any background they have from their particular type of graduate program if they've already in one, or if they were planning to enter one, then they could do that as well. In many cases, there is no particular major that someone will take to go to law school. You just need to have a bachelor's degree. So really, it's open, and this further increases the opportunities they have, particularly when it comes to applying to law school.
Previously, and this is universal in law schools in America, the LSAT was the test you had to take.
Mm-hmm.
And it tests what?
It tests your critical thinking, your analytical reasoning, your logical reasoning, and it also provided a writing sample for the students to argue one of two points, both of which could be correct for that prompt.
Could you give me an example of a kind of an LSAT question that you might run into or a problem that may be confronted with?
Particularly with the logical reasoning section, they'll give you a set of rules, and the question will ask, so, given these rules, can this occur? So, say they've said X can only come before Q, but it also has to be the fourth in a series of letters. And so they'll give you the scenario, and you have to predict, is it possible, or which of these scenarios are possible? And so, in that way, you're taking a set of rules and applying it to a situation, in some ways that you might do that in law as well.
I'm getting this strong feeling that I never would have made a lawyer, but it does. The idea is to isolate your student body or restrict your student body to those who are really capable of the kind of thinking required.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rationale behind it. It's your perspective that the LSAT is not necessarily a predictor of those skills?
I believe that LSAT is a great predictor, at least for their first year grades. And it's a good predictor in terms of making sure that they have kind of honed those skills that they'll be using much more once they start law school. It's a whole new education experience that most students will encounter, different from what they've encountered in their undergraduate years. And so to be able to prove that you have what it takes, it's a really good predictor.
Well, why get rid of it then?
We're not necessarily getting rid of it, more so adding another, I guess, way that students would be able to apply.
Mm-hmm.
If they've taken the LSAT previously, then when they apply, we will still see those scores. In this case, the GRE would be a supplement, and partly because of how frequently it's offered, then they'll be able to take that. And if they're performing at quite a high level already when it comes to their reading comprehension and being able to craft those arguments in some type of analytical writing, then it may be a good predictor. At least based on our internal study, it's shown that the GRE is, if not a better predictor of how students will do in law school.
What does the GRE test?
So the GRE has three main sections, a reading comprehension, and this other verbal section, as they call it, which might include sentence completion. It has a quantitative section, that's math, geometry, algebra, and then the final section would be your analytical writing section.
All of which are going to be useful skills to an attorney, right?
Correct.
You were saying that the LSAT is most likely to address the things that you would learn in first year law, is that right?
You, if you don't learn them, you're using them a lot. So if you've already kind of honed those skills and with your undergraduate work, kind of using those in classes that you've taken that have those critical thinking aspects, that heavy writing aspect, then you can use those to help you continue to succeed in school, particularly in law school.
What would be the kind of things that an undergraduate who was intending to focus on law, to go on to law school, are there particular study areas that an undergraduate would be well advised to pursue?
You know, there's no particular major that we'd recommend anyone take. There's particular types of classes that we might recommend, in particular if it includes writing, because you'll do that a lot in law school, continuing to do critical thinking in certain classes, and building that analytical reasoning that you can, then no matter the major, as long as you're able to hone those skills, they'll be definitely helpful for you to be successful in law school. And we've seen students come from many different majors, from the fine arts through STEM, through business, the sciences. So it's not a particular field that you might go into, but I can say we do see a lot of political science majors.
Mm-hmm. The question that you know, that sample question you mentioned to me earlier as an LSAT sample question struck me as the kind of question, testing of an aptitude that almost feels as if you've either got it or you don't. It would seem like the kind of aptitude it would be difficult to develop if you didn't have some hint of that already.
You know, anecdotally, I've heard that folks are able to kind of develop this skill, particularly when they're taking their LSAT prep courses. They're able to develop that skill of kind of taking rules, summarizing them, and being able to apply them quickly. And sometimes it comes down to a timing issue, and so being able to do that quickly is one of the strategies, as well as kind of all that practice that goes into it. So if you can do it in your undergraduate work, then it's well prepared. Otherwise, you can definitely learn it.
Loretta Coloma is the acting admissions director for the University of Hawaii's William S. Richardson School of Law. For today's Backyard Quiz, we asked you about a popular seafood market that made the move to Honolulu from a neighboring island. We asked you to tell us which island it was and its reason for relocating. Chogan and Yoshiko Tamashiro opened the original Tamashiro's on May 1st, 1941. Unfortunately, that shop was not long for this world. The original location in the heart of Hilo Town was destroyed when a tsunami struck Hilo on April 1st, 1946. Fearing another devastating storm, the Tamashiros decided it would be best to pack up shop and head for Oahu. One year later, the family business reopened in Kalihi in the same storefront it occupies today. And for today's quiz, Rick Tolan got that answer right. Rick lives in Kihei, and he's our today's winner. That's today's quiz. If you've got one, you can send it to talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.